World Sport from the BBC. Hello, this is Richard Padula. Coming up, is Kaká on the verge of joining Real Madrid? We'll have the latest from Spain. At the French Open, Roger Federer hopes to continue his good form as he bids for a semi-final place.
I really found my A game in the fifth set, and that was a great feeling to get, and I hope that can inspire me to play actually really nice tennis now in the next round.
And British boxer David Hay says he'll have to fight Vladimir Klitschko and the referee when he goes in search of the heavyweight title. According to reports in Spain, the Brazilian playmaker Kaká is on his way from AC Milan to Real Madrid. The fee being stated is €65 million, with an annual salary of €9 million. However, both clubs are refusing to confirm the deal. Milan's chief executive, Adriano Galliani, says he was in Madrid solely and exclusively to attend a dinner celebrating the election of Florentino Perez as Real president. Our football reporter in Madrid, Ashish Sharma, who also works for Real Madrid TV, has been telling me the latest.
Well, the word pretty much here in Madrid, Richard, is that Kaká will be a Real Madrid player, and it will be officially announced next week. The player himself is in Brazil at the moment. He's got two World Cup qualifiers to play for his country, and then, of course, the Confederations Cup, which will take up his time. And after all of that, he will then be officially unveiled at the Santiago Bernabéu Stadium. And all this came about after some frantic last-minute meetings that were held late last night. I say last-minute because Chelsea, at the last moment, also put in a bid for the player, and they were offering more money both to the club and the player. But in the end, it seems that the desire for the player to be at Madrid, and the fact that the agreement that was already designated between Milan and Madrid, which was honoured by Galliani in the end, has made it that he will be a Madrid player.
So what are the club, Real Madrid, actually saying at the moment?
Well, so far, no comment is being made by Real Madrid and no comment has come out from Milan either. And one of the reasons we're told for this is because there are still some last-minute negotiations that have to take place. But these are not negotiations with a player and the club of Madrid or with between the two clubs and the transfer. The transfer fee is €65 million. The contract will be a five-year season contract, paying something like €9 million a season. The last-minute sort of discussions that need to take place are things like the commission fee, which will be charged to the father of Kaká, who is also his agent. And the issue is that paid by Milan or is that paid by Madrid? There may be some political wranglings as well, that Berlusconi would prefer all of this to take place after the European elections. And also the fact that the player is involved in some international games for Brazil and there isn't a need for distraction makes it seem likely that all of this will be announced next week.
So how are the fans reacting in Madrid?
Well, Marca, the sports newspaper here, said that within moments of them posting on their website yesterday that this was a done deal, they'd had several hundred, and it went on to thousands, of email responses from Madrid fans who are absolutely delighted at the fact that in the 2 years, 3 years that Calderon, the former president, had talked about bringing in Kaká, that's all happened within 48 hours of Florentino Perez having officially been announced as a new president of the club. So they're pretty much looking at this as being another example of the beginning of the Galacticos eras, and people you talk to here will say to you this is just the beginning, so we wait to see who else is going to be signing pen to paper and joining Madrid.
Ashish Sharma reporting from Madrid. The England midfielder Gareth Barry has taken the unusual step of writing a letter to his local newspaper in Birmingham explaining his reasons for leaving Aston Villa and moving to Manchester City. The 28-year-old agreed a $20 million move on Tuesday, but he's keen to give the Villa fans his side of the story. The BBC's Pat Murphy has more.
Gareth Barry reads the Birmingham Mail every day. He's been very sensitive to criticism from the fans over the last year. At no stage in his 700-word letter does Barry apologise to the Villa supporters for his surprise move. It's an explanation of whatever likely backlash from Villa's fans. He says he feared he'd go stale, that he changed his mind more than once over this last year about leaving, saying things like, "Villa will be the first result I always look for," won't cut much ice with those fans who think he's going to City just for the money. But I understand Villa were prepared to go very close to the salary that Barry will get at Manchester City, but he'd seen the list of players Mark Hughes expects to sign this summer. They include Carlos Tevez, and that convinced him of City's soaring ambition. I also understand that Liverpool were still in contention for Barry, even with a late inquiry yesterday after the deal had been concluded, but the stumbling block remained Rafael Benitez's obsession with the rotation system instead of a guaranteed start for Barry in every game for Manchester City.
The top two teams in CONCACAF World Cup qualifying meet on Wednesday as the United States travel to Costa Rica. A win for either side would put them a step closer to qualifying automatically for South Africa 2010. The United States have never beaten Costa Rica away from home, but defender Oguchi Onyewu hopes to put an end to that particular record.
I don't know. I know that Costa Rica has a very strong team. They have very big quality players throughout the world. I know personally Ryan just because I see him play every week, so I can say, you know, from my opinion that he's a good player. The other players I'm not seeing playing as frequently, so I'm not in the right position to judge the rest of the team.
Mexico has reversed its decision to break all ties with South America and will continue to field teams in the Copa Libertadores. The Mexican Football Federation had said it would boycott the tournament after teams from Uruguay and Brazil refused to play in Mexico following the swine flu outbreak. Next to tennis here on the BBC World Service, where the remaining quarterfinals will be played at the French Open on Wednesday. And as the BBC's Vassos Alexander reports, the main attraction is a meeting between the world number two and the only remaining French player in the tournament.
Federer against Monfils is a repeat of last year's semi-final, which went the way of Federer. But much has changed in 12 months. Federer's no longer world number one, of course, while Monfils has a new coach and is fitter and stronger, and perhaps crucially, believes he belongs in the top tier of world tennis. He's a showman too, Monfils, and the French crowd just love him, of course they do. But they also love Federer, and they'd love him to complete a career Grand Slam and finally conquer Roland Garros. Fair to say, then, that a tremendous atmosphere is expected on Philippe Chatrier or centre court for unquestionably the game of the day. Not to say that Del Potro against Robredo won't be entertaining. Both men love playing on clay. There's also the completion of the women's quarterfinals. Serena Williams against Svetlana Kuznetsova was perhaps predictable, less so Sarana Cristea against Samantha Stosur.
The British boxer David Hay fears the referee for his title challenge against Vladimir Klitschko could be biased. Hay will fight for the Ukrainians' WBO and IBF heavyweight titles in Germany later this month, and so the only way he'll win is with a conclusive knockout.
I'm fearing getting a lot of harassment from the referee. This is something I'm mentally getting ready for already, so it's not going to be a big shock on the night. Because I've watched videos of his prior fights, and some of the biased judging, some of the biased refereeing has been a disgrace. Long counts, you know, takes them about 20 seconds just to wipe the gloves, and you know, some really silly things that are a bit of skullduggery going on. But you know, we're going to make sure that fingers crossed we get good officials for these fights. You know, all I want is someone who's neutral. That's it. You know, I'm not asking for anything in my favour, as long as the officials are fair. You know, that's all I'm asking for.
On to basketball, and the LA Lakers coach Phil Jackson will be bidding for a record 10th title when the NBA Finals begin on Thursday. The best of seven series pairs the Lakers with the Orlando Magic, who are playing in their first final since 1995. And the BBC's Todd Ant says there's a clear favourite.
It's a good matchup. I mean, but if you I looked at online and tried to get some of the experts, the NBA writers that cover on a regular basis, out of 10, one picked the Magic to win this championship. So that's kind of where we're heading here. But I think it looks good that Kobe Bryant, if they play well, because you never know which LA Laker team will show up, they will win another title, and their coach Phil Jackson will have won his 10th, if they do it, a 10th championship that will equal him with Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics, right. But game one on Thursday.
Before we go, a reminder that Spanish media are reporting that the Brazilian playmaker Kaká is on his way from AC Milan to Real Madrid. The fee being stated is €65 million.